You know that moment when you're explaining the same context to ChatGPT for the fifth time this week? Welcome back to Exploring Next, episode 206. I'm here with Boon, and today we're diving into LangChain's approach to solving that exact problem with Agent Builder.
Right. And this isn't just another chatbot memory gimmick. They've shipped something that actually learns from your corrections and gets better over time.
Exactly. This matters because we're hitting the limits of stateless interactions. Every conversation starting from zero is, honestly, it's broken UX.
So let's talk architecture. Agent Builder sits on top of Deep Agents, which is LangChain's open source framework for long-running autonomous tasks.
Boon, break down what that actually means in practice.
Think of it like this. Your agent gets an LLM for reasoning, tools like web search and Slack integrations, the ability to spawn sub-agents for complex tasks, and most importantly, a persistent file system.
And that file system is where the magic happens.
Exactly. They've got two types of memory: short-term lives in the current thread, plans, tool outputs, task progress. Long-term gets saved to a persistent memory/path as standard markdown files.
Wait, markdown files? That's surprisingly simple.
That's the brilliant part. No proprietary database, no complex schemas, just files the agent can read and write. Your core instructions and skills all live there.
Okay, but here's my product manager question. How does the user actually make this work? Like, what's the interaction model?
Three main approaches. First, you explicitly tell it to remember. That approach worked well. Update your instructions to always use that going forward.
So it's conversational memory management.
Right, but it gets smarter. If you give clear feedback, like change your writing style to be more direct, it'll auto-propose updating its instructions and ask for approval.
I'm giving that a solid A- for user experience. What about the skills system you mentioned?
This is where it gets really clever. Skills are contextually loaded memory. Think reference library instead of trying to memorize everything up front.
Why does that matter?
Because more context isn't always better. An agent holding on to everything can lose focus and start hallucinating. Skills let you say, create a skill for Langsmith that includes these product features, and it only loads when relevant.
So if I'm writing about three different products, I'd have three separate skills, and it pulls the right one based on context?
Exactly. Core instructions handle your voice and style. Skills handle specialized knowledge. Much cleaner separation of concerns.
And the third approach is direct editing.
Yeah, you can just edit the markdown files directly. It's faster for small tweaks. Plus, you get to see exactly how your agent thinks, like reviewing a teammate's project plan.
That's actually huge for debugging. Most AI tools are complete black boxes.
Right, and if you spot a wrong assumption or unnecessary step, you fix it in seconds instead of trying to prompt your way around it.
This feels like a real shift toward AI tools that actually integrate into workflows instead of being one-off interactions.
Totally. And since it's built on Deep Agents, which is open source, you're not locked into their specific implementation.
All right, so what should people actually go build with this? First, install Agent Builder and set up a simple agent for something you do repeatedly. Email responses, code reviews, whatever. Then explicitly train it on your preferences. Second, experiment with the skills system. Create a skill for your company's specific context or a technical domain you work in regularly. And definitely peek under the hood. Browse those memory files to understand how it's reasoning. Adding the